Hi, this is a dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J-P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of service is 12/12/2024. Accident date is 8/2/2023. The patient was a front seat passenger in this accident when she was T-bone on the driver's side. The impact caused her various symptoms, which included pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, pain in the left lower chest, pain in the shoulders, sacroiliac joints, left shoulder, left hip. Patient has been undergoing conservative treatment. She has had various epidural injections, joint injections, trigger point injections. The patient reports that she is now 50% improved. And she did miss her neurological and ophthalmological appointment, she still has some chest pain in the left lower chest, but it is getting better. No shortness of breath. Headaches are continuing, especially to the left front and left temple to the tune of 6, a little bit more better, not associated with nausea or any seizures or loss of consciousness or any other major symptoms. Dizziness and ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness are getting better. Occasionally there is a blurriness. The pain in the left shoulder is improving, and it is only 6 to 8, and the patient is able to lift up to 100 degrees without any pain of forward flexion, and the abduction pain level is 8, and the ADLs are affected 8. Once again, patient reports 50% improvement in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. And physical examination, blood pressure is as follows: 108/76, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam do remain the same from previous visit dated 11/12/2024, dictation number 1126-035. Please mention that there is a severe spasm of the musculature, which includes the quadratus lumborum muscle, and especially the left side is quite in spasm with 2+ hypertonicity. And trigger points are noticed. Paravertebral muscles bilaterally L1 to L5 are in severe spasm with trigger points. Cervical muscles are not in spasm. The trapezius muscle is also not in spasm. The pain level in the left shoulder is minimal, so is the neck pain, and it is rapidly improving. Patient is trying chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, home stretching also is being done. The patient is being provided the medications, which are as follows: the Mobic 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Mobic was provided for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for the stomach protection. Ultram 50 mg PRN for pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg for removing the panic disorder and anxiety and sleep. Zoloft 50 mg at night for sleep. Lyrica is provided 50 mg PRN for the pain relief, and neuropathies, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 50 of them for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for further topical pain relief. The patient has been advised to consider 1 or 2 injections to the left side joint, which may be diagnostic and therapeutic. Since her neck pain and middle back pain are better, there is no need for further epidural injections. However, she may benefit from trigger point injection at the paravertebral region if it continues. Physical therapy is going on as advised, and the counseling is also advised to the patient. Thank you.